could it bring somebody down if I never made a sound again? In your eyes, you've already spent my thighs, and you're rocking to the next big thing. Kissing the bride, 45 minutes aside. This was my dream, played out rocking routine. Who sucked out the feeling? Who sucked out the feeling?
Get a little bit more mature with this one. This is 21 after all.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
now that we've come of age.
Now I'm actually allowed to drink on the show?
Yeah.
Then I'll go ahead.
Yeah. Have yourself a sip there.
Mm.
That looked delicious.
I had myself a merry little sip. Here's the ashtray. Yeah. Oh, we could smoke it too without being looked at weird.
We could have smoked around 18 and 19.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we could have smoked it, you know, episode 3.
We did.
Yeah, we did, but...
Oh, like it would have been okay?
Yeah, it would have been okay. That kid in Siberia, wherever the hell that is, not Siberia.
With that little Asian kid?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like that? Polynesian or some shit?
Yeah, something like that.
Or Filipino?
One or the other.
Cambodian? That kid's going to start selling his siblings into the sex trade. That kid's a pimp, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gangsta. He's hardcore.
He's mad gangsta.
So, I wonder if he listens to our show.
If he doesn't, he should.
Yeah.
We should really try to push him.
He's certainly mature enough.
He is.
Yeah.
He knows what's up.
Yeah.
But does he speak English?
So what's in the news this week?
Oh, the news. I'm almost a little reluctant to get into the news.
Right.
Because when we get into the news, something happens before I manage to put the podcast out. Mm. And it's completely different.
You know, this is sort of news. I saw on the Facebook today.
On the Facebook?
Someone, a friend of mine posted an article saying that underwater treasure hunters found around perfectly circular object at the bottom, and they're going to explore it now.
They're saying it
could be a UFO.
Really?
And I'm quoting. They said it looks like the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, so it's like a disc.
Yeah, it's a disc. It's like a UFO kind of thing.
But it's not a disc in terms of Yeah. No, it's a disc. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a giant frisbee.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we'll give you more updates on that because something will probably happen tonight. And then everyone will be like, oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, they're going to explore it and find aliens, and we'll just be speculating.
And then all of a sudden, the whole world's going to change.
Right.
And
these assholes will be way behind.
Yeah, but that's why we're these assholes, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not, but that could be part of the reason why. There's continuity there. So if people are like, you know, you got to be kidding me, guys. And then they'll look at themselves and be like, well, I chose to listen to these assholes.
I guess you're right.
So.
They are right now. They're going to stop pretty soon if we don't start picking it up.
And becoming more live.
Yeah, you know, if we just bullshit about the show.
Yeah, you're probably right. So, we have this show. Nah. So anyway, yeah, they found what could be a UFO at the bottom of the ocean. It's very interesting.
I'm fucking interested.
Yeah.
I want to read more about this right now.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I'll share it on Facebook. So you can read it later.
Be Eric's Facebook friend.
Yeah, be my friend on Facebook. Eric Diaz.
Yeah, if you're not already.
Right, which most of you probably are.
Probably.
But.
Don't be my Facebook friend, though. Because I'm going to delete Facebook as soon as I get invited to Google Plus.
Really?
Yeah, Facebook's over.
You think so?
Google Plus is taking over, man.
Yeah. I haven't even tried Google Plus yet.
It's invite only.
Yeah.
So when I get an invite to Google Plus, forget about Facebook.
Yeah. I think I could get an invite pretty easily, though.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like...
You're too cool for that?
I'm too cool for that. I'm too cool for something new. I'm going to use Facebook because it's retro. You know?
You're such a hipster.
I know.
I'm going to go exclusively to Tumblr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go exclusively to AOL chat.
Yeah. I'm only going to communicate with people via Blip FM.
Nice.
From now on.
That's hipster.
I'm going to communicate in song. And I'm gonna post songs and be like, this totally speaks to my mood right now.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
I got to appropriate some culture.
That reminds me of an improv game that I learned once, which is a tough game because you have to do every piece of dialogue has to be a line from a song. So, and if you're doing it in front of a live audience, you got to have songs that a lot of people know or else it won't make sense.
Yeah.
So you can't just go for some obscure song that only you've heard of or that you wrote yourself.
That's a song, though.
Yeah, it is a song. But the whole idea is to get people to enjoy
the show. I know that song.
Yeah. Yeah, then they laugh at it.
Right.
And one of my big things was I was going to, if I was in a scene, say, where, like, there's a guy and he's depressed about, he's sad about something, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, well, oh, blah, da, life goes on, bruh. You know? Yeah. I thought, so that's not really improv, but it's something I could pull out of my
And that's pocket. When I would say something like, well, tonight's the night, we're going to push it to the limit.
Yeah.
And live all of my years in a single minute.
Yeah. And then I'm going to say, that's me in the corner, losing my religion. And it wouldn't make sense.
Right.
So we'd have to be better than that.
Okay.
That's we're giving you a relative demonstration here. It sounds like that, but better. So
yeah, it goes somewhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't just hit a wall immediately.
I think I would use mostly Beatles. I think my brain would just scan through all the Beatles songs that I know.
It's a good database.
Yeah.
Beatles have a lot going on.
They do. So you could say, hold your head up, you silly girl. Look what you've done. You know?
Yeah.
Or you could say, all you need is love.
I would go for the Stones.
Yeah?
Because there's just way more Stones songs out there.
There are a lot more Stones
songs. There's a fucking zillion of them.
What Stones song?
I would be like, She's a Rainbow.
Yeah.
Or something like of that nature. Maybe I go for some Bowie.
Yeah. You know, I think I would go for Cream, to be honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Because then I could be like, you know, Yellow Tigers, Crouched in Jungles, Inner Dark Eye, you know? It fits into any conversation, really.
Ladyfingers Wrapped in Moonbeams.
Yeah.
You could pull some Grateful Dead out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Riding What For Across the Morning Sky.
Yeah.
You could pull Grateful Dead out. You could pull some Crosby, Stills, and Nash out.
But that's the kind of stuff you'd want to go for. You wouldn't want to go for something like... Interpol.
Right.
Or you wouldn't want to go for that new MGMT song. You know?
Yeah.
You'd just be like...
Well, you could say control yourself. Take only what you need, you know?
Yeah.
And that would definitely work because a lot of people know that song. But you can't say something from like, you know, The National.
Or they're not popular enough.
Yeah.
But you could go for some, for something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. You can't go for Fleet Foxes.
No.
So, Guess I Got Old. I was like trash on the sidewalk. And then people would be like, okay, yeah. Kind of sounds like.
They'd know it was a lyric.
Yeah, something. They'd know it was a lyric. So they'd probably laugh anyway.
And if it fits well.
Yeah.
That's really, I think, what gets the laugh is that whatever you're saying is continuing whatever storyline is going on within the improv game.
Right. And if you're good enough, then they'll see the rest of the show and be like, well, this guy's good, so there's no way. You could use fake songs if you want at that point. I want to get so good once that I could do a music show and use all songs that I just write on the spot in my head, you know?
Like,
and like unannounced.
A music show, like playing instruments and singing, like in a band?
No, like an improv show.
Oh, okay.
If I ever did an improv show and I played that game and I was like so good and people were like, man, like that guy's good and I could see it on their faces, like my excellence reflecting off their
sweating.
It's really
a lot in that delivery. You have to have that kind of delivery, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of a line right now, but if I thought of one, it would come out kind of smug.
Yeah.
And with lots of false sincerity.
People dig that.
It makes it sound like a line from a song if you do that.
Yeah, that's true. Such as,
when I was just a little young boy.
Yeah.
Papa said, son, you'll never get far.
And most people wouldn't know that song, but... You delivered it with that false sincerity that was...
It would just mush it over so people would believe that that's got to be a real song.
Yeah. Head down to the jewelry store, packing a gun. I said, wrap it up. I think I'll take this one.
$1,000, please, the jewelry man said.
Well, Dupree, he said, I'll pay this one off to you in lead.
Exactly. But it doesn't really help if you go the same song all the time, right?
No,
it
doesn't.
If you just say the next song...
Well, it would have to be, say, you know, you say, what was the first line you said?
Oh, I said,
the Dupree one.
Papa said, son, you'll never get far.
Yeah. Then I would say, you know, the world is an oyster.
The world is a vampire.
Yeah. All right. Well, I could have said the world is a vampire.
You could have said that.
Because the world is an oyster I just made up now.
Oh, but you didn't really make that up.
Well, I didn't make it up.
That's kind of a saying.
But it's probably a song.
Yeah, I guess. If you just start throwing cliches around, people will be like, yeah, that's lyrics.
Yeah, that's been in like 5 songs, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Someone said that with music behind them at some point.
Yeah. Or it could be something like as simple as I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. You know?
That is a song.
And then the next person could pick up saying, we are family.
I got all my brothers and sisters and me.
Yeah. And then the next person could say something else from another song. That's how the game goes.
I think we've beaten that one to the ground.
So
play this game with your friends.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's especially fun if you listen to a lot of classic rock, apparently.
Or anything, if you and your group of friends listen to the same kind of music, which is a common trait in groups of friends.
I would think so.
Then you could have fun. If you like, you know, reggae, you could say, you know, 3 little birds were on my doorstep. And then someone else could say, oh, pressure drop.
Oh, pressure drop.
Oh, that pressure's going to drop on you.
So that's how you play this game?
That's how you play this game.
All right. Good.
Yeah, it's a good game.
You guys learned something.
Yeah.
If you didn't already know that one.
What if they did already know that one?
They've probably seen it on that Whose Line Is It Anyway show.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie are great at that game.
They are.
And Greg Proops likes it too.
Yeah.
I think Greg Proops is my favorite from that show.
I liked those three.
Yeah.
The three you just mentioned. But Greg Proops, he was a master.
Yeah. He always managed to bring up references that I had to go look up.
Mm.
And then when I looked them up, I was like, oh, that is hilarious. Greg Proops.
I remember him bringing up references that I always didn't care to look up.
Yeah.
But I still found it funny. He played for both sides of that fence.
Yeah.
He was good.
I think Greg Proops was a hipster before it was cool to be a hipster.
Yeah. Well, Elvis Costello was a hipster before it was cool to be a hipster.
You're right.
And Greg Proops kind of looks like he's a big Elvis Costello fan.
He looks like he's just trying to pull off Elvis Costello's look.
Yeah.
And it became Greg Proops' look.
Yeah.
Because Elvis Costello's look is him trying to pull off fucking Buddy Holly's look.
But what is Buddy Holly's look?
That.
Maybe Buddy Holly was the original hipster.
Buddy Holly's look was just kind of made up by the executives.
Yeah.
So record executives are the original hipsters.
Yeah.
That's what we've just established there.
That's a good point to make. And we actually backed it up. So for all you hipsters out there who are anti... Yeah.
You're so fucking mainstream.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the beginning, the seeds of mainstream, you fucking hipsters.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
Them apples.
I mean, personally, I just listen to music I like.
I think hipsters are the reason for that really shitty brand of rock and roll that's on the radio now. Not like the cool rock and roll, but the kind of rock and roll that's on that station. Fucking, you know, that new station that's not WRXP 101.9. I know, and this is kind of, I'm going very local right now. Right. But we just lost a great rock station.
Yeah.
In New York. We don't have a modern rock station anymore.
No, we don't. But we do have WFUV, which is Fordham University's radio.
Yeah. But what I was getting at here is that they replaced the good rock and roll station with like a soccer mom rock and roll station.
Really?
Yeah. And they play a lot of Sheryl Crow and a lot of Nickelback and just shit.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that hipsters are all about their little devices and, you know, MP3s and all that shit.
Right.
Like the kids today, it kind of pushes the market out for radio. It kind of closes the market there.
Yeah. It's funny because I didn't feel, first of all, I had what I mentioned before, WFUV, which I think is a far superior radio station to RXP. I felt, for me personally, I thought RXP was really, really good when it first came out.
It was still a commercial radio station, though.
Yeah, and like, I don't know if I didn't listen to it enough, or if I caught it at, you know, more mainstream times, you know.
Yeah.
I know they had some interesting programs that had a lot to do with, like, unheard of music and the like.
But they also played a lot of, like, just 80s poop.
Yeah.
Like,
for example, eventually it would be like you hear the Eagles. First it was like, I can't believe I just heard the Eagles. Well, like, sometimes they play the Eagles. The
Eagles fucking suck.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Don Henley.
The Eagles?
I mostly hate Don Henley.
Oh, Don Henley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and his fucking attached earlobes and his face like a fucking mummy. He looks like a mummy.
I don't even know what Don
Henley is. I imagine Don Henley at night wrapping himself in toilet paper and laying down flat on his back in a sarcophagus.
I could see that. Even though I don't know what he looks like. But because he's one of the Eagles, I could definitely see that. You know.
And I hated his solo shit, like the worst.
What was the solo? Like, what was his popular solo song?
I can't think of that one. Oh, All She Wants to Do Is Dance, I think. Is a popular Don Henley solo tune. All she wants to do is dance. I'm pretty sure that's Don Henley, right?
It sounds like 80s, I guess.
Yeah, it's very 80s. Solo. And there's like a lot of that 80s saxophone going on.
Yeah.
And synthesizer.
Like, well, that was even too jazzy.
Yeah.
It would be like,
more like those really like wailing saxophone solos.
Oh, I got like,
like really passionate saxophone. Just like that.
Yeah. I wonder how, because that doesn't sound anything like a saxophone to me. So I wonder how it hears, you know, sounds to other people.
No, it doesn't sound like a saxophone at all.
But maybe it will sound like a saxophone over the microphone.
It's possible.
But probably not. So Don Henley.
He's a douche.
I didn't even get into him enough to not like him.
And he has the kind of vocal delivery Like, he's kind of half talking to you.
Yeah.
And, like, the song just kind of slows the fuck down for him when he's, like, about to do a verse.
Yeah.
And he's like, like, his lines, he puts big pauses in his lines just because he didn't have enough syllables.
Yeah. On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair.
Yeah.
Up ahead in the distance, I saw a scraggly nut hair.
Similar to that.
Yeah.
Being that that is Don Henley.
Yeah. Is that Don Henley?
That's fucking, I'm pretty sure that's Don Henley singing.
Hmm. You know who's a great band who, like, nobody really realizes who the lead singer is? Sometimes. Well, actually, okay, I'm going to stick with that.
What band?
The Band.
The Band.
The Band. Nobody realizes that the lead singer is everybody, really.
Everybody sings in the band.
Everybody sings in the band. And the drummer, Levon Helms,
yeah,
is probably sings more songs, you know.
There's a lot of, I think there's a lot of microphone sharing in the Eagles.
Yeah, there was. Well, there was a lot of harmonies in the Eagles.
But I mean, I mean that in the way of, like, lead vocal. Like, I think there's a...
Oh, really? I think there was another...
There's
at
a couple
least
of songs
yeah.
where other people sang. Here and there.
Interesting.
Like, although, I guess Life in the Fast Lane, isn't that also Don Henley singing?
That's the Eagles?
Yeah. That's Don Henley again.
I actually don't really mind that song.
Really?
She wasn't very new. I know the song. I like the song well enough where I could do the melody.
Yeah.
And not really the words.
She was terminally something.
Yeah.
I just can't stand it.
They had one. Oh, there's a good one.
What?
Like, in an improv show,
yeah.
If someone's talking about maybe a couple, you know, you could be like, well, they had one thing in common. They were good in bed. You know?
Yeah.
And then people will be like, the Eagles suck. Why the hell did you use the... Like, why the hell are we talking about the Eagles now?
Oh, I don't know. But fuck Don Henley.
Yeah. That's why.
I like Joe... What the fuck is that guy's name?
Walsh?
Yeah, Joe Walsh is cool.
Is that... My father is the sergeant
is fire. Is it?
I think so.
Joe Walsh is just like an old, like, weirdo. And
yeah.
He's great. Joe Walsh used to show up on Drew Carey all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
The Drew Carey show?
Yeah, yeah.
The, like, the sitcom?
Yeah, the old sitcom.
Yeah.
He became a regular on that show. But he was just always such a weirdo.
There's the full circle.
And they always had that one, like, odd line that would, like, throw off a scene, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, on purpose, obviously.
There's the full circle, the full entertainment circle. It's listen to these assholes. We're first talking about improvised acting.
Okay.
Which, and then we mentioned the show Whose Line's It Anyway?
Yeah.
Which was hosted by Drew Carey.
I think I see where you're going with this.
Then we branched off and started talking about the Eagles.
Yeah.
And then Joe Walsh came up.
Wow.
And we mentioned the fact that he was on the Drew Carey show.
So where do we go from here? Which is the way that's clear?
Yeah. Where do we go from here? The words are coming out all wrong. Where are you now? What's that dude's name? Murdoch?
Oh, Rupert Murdoch.
He got hit in the face with a pie?
Yeah.
Made out of shaving cream?
Yeah, it was some twatty comedian. It's because, well, I really hope Rupert Murdoch goes down for this somehow.
Yeah.
But he won't because he's a rich son of a bitch. But he's the guy who owns News Corp, he owns Fox News.
Yeah.
He owns a shitload of newspapers, he owns the Wall Street Journal. He owns a bunch of tabloids in England, he owns tabloids all over the world.
And he was, what was he doing? Breaching?
Within his organization were getting information about stories. And now, the way they were getting information was tapping, pretty much. They tapped phones.
Right.
And phone hacking. And they got, like, voicemails and stuff from people's phones illegally.
And then he tried to cover it up?
I'm not exactly sure of that part of the story, but I know that people are asking him if how much he knew about it.
Right.
Because it was within his organization. So he is on trial now, where like there's hearings in Parliament, and I really hope he gets fucked.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna get pied in the face. And then his wife jumped over the crowd and slapped the guy. Like, really, great. Like, I would hate to...
That was a great scene.
Yeah. Because the video I saw was just the guy talking, and then he just looked over so concerned. And the guy looked like such a fucking tool shed. And he just looked over. And then all of a sudden you see, like, the pie coming coming away from, the old guy's face, Murdoch.
Yeah.
And then you see this crazy... Asian-looking
couldn't
woman.
Even use whipped cream or anything. He had to use shaving cream.
Yeah.
That shit tastes like crap in your face. At least you could wipe whipped cream off, you know. I was like, oh, big funny.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I have shaving cream in my eyes, my mouth. It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
I almost feel bad for Rupert Murdoch. Almost.
Nah.
I love British Parliament stuff, though. I love watching that. Because, like, they're uproarious. They really are just... a rabble crowd.
Yeah.
And like they'll just start yelling it like at each other across the room if someone says something.
Yeah.
And like the guy who has the stand is always like, oh, if it pleases the Prime Minister, and like he'll start, you know, saying whatever his thing is, and like if someone doesn't like what he said, people in the crowd will just raucously stand up and yell at him.
Yeah.
And then
that's great though. And they're all British.
It's fantastic.
So listening to a British accent is probably, I would say, is probably the second most popular national pastime
listening for Americans. To British accents?
Yeah, listening to people with British accents.
Yeah.
If you could actually get that statistic, I bet you...
It's up there.
I bet you that theory holds water.
I like the South African accent quite a bit.
Yeah.
I like the Philadelphia accent because sometimes they'll just add letters where they don't belong. Like, at the end of a... Like, if I say draw a picture, they would be like, draw a picture. Like, they would like throw like a weird L on the end of it. Where just it doesn't belong there.
Yeah. I've never heard that. Like, I've never heard somebody say sandwich.
A sandwich?
Sandwich.
I don't know.
Or maybe it's a little more subtle.
I don't know whose accent that would be.
I don't know. South?
I don't know if that's South.
Sandwich.
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 One of my favorites ever is the effeminate Southern man.
Okay.
And I discovered this around 8th grade. But I did live in Georgia, and my vice principal of my school was this... He was kind of short, and he was just round, and, like, he had, like, a really thick neck and, like, just fat around his neck, and, like, he had no chin, and he had, like, a little mustache, and he was just the little feminine Southern man.
Yeah, that's great.
He would tell you where you're supposed to pull your pants up to. You can't be showing your crack in school.
Yeah, wow.
And he would be giving you all sorts of lectures about it. You all better be nice to each other.
So it's like a Mr. Garrison kind of thing, but even more feminine?
Very similar.
Okay.
A little bit more airy in the way he spoke.
Yeah.
And I had a math teacher once, and this was in New York, and he was a little... He looked exactly like him, just a little round guy with no neck. A little fat neck bastard with a little mustache on his face. He was telling me all about algebra. About polynomials.
Yeah.
Variables.
Wow.
Kind of like when people imitate... See, now I've gone into more of like a Texas thing.
Yeah.
More of a George Bush imitation.
Yeah.
But I just love the effeminate Southern man.
Yeah. You just said you love the feminine Southern man.
I love the effeminate Southern man accent.
Yeah. Imagine that's the Neil Young song. Like, feminine Southern man, better.
It would be a much different song.
Yeah.
Because Neil Young would understand that the effeminate Southern man is way cooler than just the regular Southern man.
Yeah.
The effeminate Southern man is probably a little more liberal, you know, not quite such a stickler.
Well, I don't think I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, socially like liberal, not necessarily. I mean, obviously he wants you to pull your pants up.
Yeah. Well,
it's because he doesn't want to see ass cracks.
Yeah. He's proper.
Yeah, you know.
I don't want to see no ass cracks.
And he's probably married to a woman,
right?
That we'll refer to as a beard.
Okay.
Even though he's probably gay, because it's not really socially acceptable in them parts.
Right. So he would marry a woman who would do the hunting and the NASCAR race watching for him.
Yeah, I think, well, she would suggest, hey, honey, let's put on some NASCAR.
Yeah.
He would, you know, he would realize that's what a butch man would do.
Yeah.
And so he'd man up and watch some NASCAR.
Right. I see. So he'd be like, but I really only watch it for the shampoo commercials.
I want to watch me some HGTV.
Yeah.
Some A&E. And some Food Network. Y'all.
I think Southern accents are pretty cool.
Some of them, like when they get real thick, but
yeah,
people are hard to understand from the South.
Yeah.
There's some people in the sticks that would be like, you know, like you read the menu, you know, and they'd be like, you like bold cabbage?
Yeah.
I'd be like, as opposed to what, shy cabbage?
Yeah.
No, you know, bold cabbage. Get some bold peanuts. You ever had boiled peanuts?
No.
Don't. Just fucking don't. If you ever see like a stand on the side of the road when you're at that house in Georgia, just avoid that shit.
We ate at a place called the Swamp Guinea.
Yeah.
And as people were saying, it was more of a rite of passage than it was a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Because
it's like you have to eat that slop to get, you know, just to say that you've been there.
Yeah, you got to like get it in your bloodstream in order to fully be assimilated to Georgia lake culture. But they had probably, we talked about this in an earlier podcast, the lake food or just water food instead of seafood.
Yeah.
It's not seafood, it's lake food.
All right.
It was all lake food. So catfish.
Crawfish?
I don't know if
crawdads? There's crawfish.
Probably.
Crawdads. Do they have a gator?
What?
Gator?
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 They didn't have any gator.
No, you got to find some gator fritters then.
I heard gator was actually very good.
It's chickeny. It's very poultry-like.
Yeah. I've never had it, though. Actually, I think I did, but I don't remember it. I don't remember the experience enough to say, yeah, I've had gator.
Once it's fried, it all tastes the same.
Yeah.
And they usually fry the fuck out of it. Or they put it in fritters.
Yeah.
Like conch fritters, but they make gator fritters.
Well, most of us were afraid to eat, so I had chicken tenders.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of shit was on the menu?
It was, I don't even remember. Just all...
Fish?
Fish, lake food, lake food.
Trout?
There might have been. There was some tilapia.
Attic. Tilapia is good shit, man. Tilapia is actually seafood.
Yeah. I don't know how they got that.
Well, from the ocean, probably.
Right.
The truck drove from near the ocean.
I never even imagined they would have that sort of luxury. I thought they were the kind of people that would, like, go out and catch things with their teeth.
Was there any noodling going on in the lake?
Noodling?
Noodling.
Like nudie?
No, noodling, like catching catfish with your bare hands.
Oh, no.
There are dudes, you ever see, you gotta watch this shit on like National Geographic and History Channel, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And they have these dudes will just stick their arm in a hole where the catfish lives.
Wow.
And he'll just try to grab the catfish, and the catfish will just bite his hand.
Yeah.
And he'll just pull his hand out with the catfish attached to it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I saw we were watching what should be called the Natural Violence Channel, which is Animal Planet.
Yeah.
And I saw there was a show called Hillbilly Hand Fishing.
That's noodling, man.
That's noodling?
Yeah.
Well, that was, I guess, I guess it was all competitions,
and it's big in the South.
And there'd be a woman, she'd grab and be like, oh my God, I got a catfish, my hand.
That's what they do, man.
Yeah.
People do that just to, like, feed themselves.
Yeah. That's wild. Why can't they just pick up a fishing hook like the rest of us?
Because they're trying to catch catfish, and they're way down in the burrows. So they, like,
you can,
catfish
you can.
Are on the bottom, though. Like, it's like trying to catch a flounder here. I mean, it's easy to catch a flounder here, like, easy enough. But they get into holes.
Right.
And they just feed along the bottom. So you gotta kind of use your bare hands.
Yeah, wow. Jesus.
And they don't, like, they have a lot of teeth, but they're not very big, and they're not very sharp.
Right.
So they just kind of... Like, you know, you get scraped up, and people have lost hands doing it. But
yeah.
It's really not as dangerous as, say, trying to catch a shark with your hand.
Yeah. Or trying to catch, like, a T-Rex.
Well, yeah.
It would be less possible.
Dinosaurs are stupid, though.
You could probably catch a T-Rex.
Dinosaurs are fucking idiots. I mean, they have all that instinct going for them.
Yeah.
And all that, you know, predatory shit happening, but they're fucking idiots.
I would like to see... after seeing Jurassic Park and all these movies that show that dinosaurs as graceful creatures,
yeah.
You know, I want to see them like in their sheer stupidity, running into trees and like just die.
I mean, I don't know if they're stupid like that. I think they're just stupid in the way of like they really had enough brain to just move and eat.
Yeah.
And see. And smell. You know, like they had senses, like they didn't run into shit too much, I don't think.
Yeah.
But they had enough sense just to move and eat stuff and shit.
It's weird though that like they kinda their bodily structure seems much more complex than ours. In some ways.
How so?
Well, also, think about how fucking huge they were.
They were fucking enormous.
Yeah, but I don't know what that has to do with anything. But I'm just saying, you know, a Velociraptor just has a little more, like, it looks like, I don't know. I'm not a paleontologist, nor
they're great hunters. What we know of those dinosaurs is just hunting. Like, we don't know what they were doing when they weren't hunting.
Right.
They were just hanging around.
Yeah.
You know, dinosaurs didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It was always a constant struggle to stay alive.
Yeah. That's crazy. Dinosaurs are crazy, man.
Yeah.
Think about dinosaurs next time you want to think about some crazy shit.
Yeah, be like, whoa, dinosaurs, yeah. Man.
Dude, Triceratops. Why does it have three horns?
Yeah.
Well, actually, the Triceratops may not exist.
And if you're homeschooled, you should think things like, why did Satan put these dinosaur bones in the ground to trick me?
Yeah.
Because that's what homeschool kids get taught.
Huh.
In middle America, in them Christian households. Yeah, they're in California, there's a big push now to include homosexual history.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And I kind of wonder if it's going to be just like a whole separate class, like this is the history of the gays.
Right.
Or if it's going to be them just including them in the fucking
regular history. But were they not, textbook. Or just the idea that they were gay? Like,
they were excluded a lot of times in the history textbooks.
Or it was just excluded because if a person is important enough and they were gay, we would learn about it, but we just wouldn't, you know.
But there are people. Like
the teacher might say, you know, this guy, he might have been a fucking flamer.
Yeah, like I don't think it even needs to be brought up. I think it's just a question of including someone's name.
Right.
Like an example that I heard about it was someone that was very close to Dr. Martin Luther King.
Right.
Who was very influential and instrumental in the civil rights movement happened to be gay, and we don't know his name. He's not in the history books.
Right. So now.
So they're gonna include the guy's name.
So they're gonna include any single fucking gay dude who was connected to anything.
I don't get it, man.
I think that is a little overboard.
Gay people are getting really reactionary about shit.
Yeah.
And really, well, I mean,
it's legal in New York to get married, to get gay married.
It is, and that's great.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah, because that's a matter of rights. Like,
yeah.
This is more of a matter of just, like, how much attention.
Yeah, how important is this gay person?
Yeah.
And how important is it that they were even gay?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Julius Caesar sucked a few dicks and fucked some assholes.
Sure.
In his life.
Now, I'm saying, you know, will they bring that up? Will they bring you now?
I don't think
more so in the history.
It's completely inappropriate if they do. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, it is unnecessary.
Why would they bring that up?
Well, why? Why wouldn't they?
I mean, it makes sense to bring up the whole thing about the fact that some of them are just blatantly left out.
Yeah. But, yeah, that I can understand because that's a matter of rights.
Yeah, if you want to, I don't know about rights, but if you want to, they should be included.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be necessarily pointed out, oh, these people were homosexual.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. And, like, while the homosexuals are trying to fight for this equality, they're like, there's too much pride, I think.
Yeah.
I think the whole gay pride thing is making it tough for people to accept them. If they really were just like everybody else and they really, like...
Then they would be just like everyone else.
Then just be like everybody else and you don't have to put in everybody's face that this guy in the history book is gay.
I definitely agree with that. I think gays should just appreciate the fact that they're making steps and,
yeah,
you know, shoving it down everyone else's face is just going to piss. If there's anyone who is against gays, they're going to be pissed off either way.
I guess so.
And if there's anybody on the fence, you might piss them off. You might be like, well, maybe these gay people are just fucking self-centered assholes who
are really only, demanding about shit.
Yeah, they only care about, you know, their... I'm not saying this. I'm just saying and you can like give to, off that...
They like to shit on people's self-expression sometimes.
Yeah.
Like if someone says faggot the wrong way. Or if someone says faggot at all.
Yeah.
They get all butthurt about it.
Huh.
You like that?
Yeah. I like how you slip that in there.
Another successful show.
Yeah. Another full circle within this show.
Really?
The Eagles. Cigarettes.
Okay.
And gays.
I'm not following you.
Well, neither am I.
The Eagles. Cigarettes.
And gays. We can make that work somehow.
All right. Don Henley probably smoked cigarettes.
Probably.
And
was gay.
Probably. Perfect. Is gay. All right.
Yeah.
Great.